Good morning, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And for this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. We are brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning. This is Alex Otto once again, and thank you for listening.
Yay! Alex is guest hosting the show this week. As always, though, we have myself, Ryan Queenie, Kate Harrington, and Brendan Peterson in the studio.
Yo.
And we are about to be joined by a guest via telephone.
That's right.
So if you want to just quickly say again.
So our guest that we have waiting on the line right now is Brandon Hudson. Brandon Hudson was in the ensemble of Hamilton. And he's going to tell us a little bit about that experience.
So Brandon, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, of course.
So. All right. Hi, Brandon. This is Alex.
Hello, Alex.
Again, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. My pleasure.
So my first question for you is, of course, you know, everyone knows that you were in Hamilton because that's totally awesome. but what else have you done?
I've kind of like all over the board as much as possible. So done, I mean, Hamilton was my first show on Broadway, and then done a couple tours, musical theater tours. I've done like music videos. I mean, it's kind of just all over the board. I try to dabble in as much things as possible so that I can like, you know, be happy and experiment and experience everything I can.
That's so cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So then our first like official question is kind of a long one, but try and stay with me. So Skrull is a show from the University Center for Writing-Based Learning here at DePaul University. And one of the values of the Equable, which is like our short name for it, is collaboration and teamwork. What is your favorite memory of you and your cast members working as a team?
For Hamilton specifically?
Sure.
my favorite memory is the day that I had to go on, I think. I was given an hour notice, and it was my first time ever going on stage with the cast. I was given an hour notice, and then I had to do a quick 30-minute put-in with all partnering and props. And then do the show. So honestly, my first full day that I did the show was probably my most memorable experience because we literally all had to come together and figure it out because I was on for the first time, and then John Ruo was on as Hamilton for the first time. So it was just a lot of teamwork that whole entire day getting through that show. So.
Wow.
Probably my most memorable experience.
That's crazy.
Like, yeah, it was a lot. It was definitely a lot, but I loved it. It was so fun.
How did the actual show go?
The show was great. I don't really remember it. I just remember. I just kind of like do it. So, but yeah, it was really great, I think. And I mean, every single day at the end of the show, there's always like a roaring applause. So that day was like just like, you know, every other day. It was the same thing. And the show itself, I mean, after that, it's such a beautiful show. So, yeah.
That's super cool. Okay. That honestly, like, your answer answers a bunch of, like, the other questions.
No way. Well, feel free to make up anything. I'm, like, super easy to talk to, and we'll tell you anything. Not everything, just a couple things.
So, yeah, something that interests me is that, like you were saying, you know, you guys kind of had to all come together and throw it kind of together really quickly and it made it work. And so does that kind of, does your relationship with your castmates, you know, what is that bond like and how is it different from, you know, relationships that you have outside of your professional career?
It can vary. I mean, you know, luckily I was friends with a good amount of the castmates prior to joining the show. Mm-hmm. So the bond was already there, but you know, their onstage bond is completely different than anything else because, you know, you're lifting people, you're moving things. So a lot of people put a lot of trust into you to know what you're doing. So that relationship is completely different. And then, so it's unlike any normal relationship you have in real life. what I find. And so, and not only that, but they, especially because I was a swing, so I would have to put a lot of trust in my castmates. If I didn't know where I was going, they would push me into the right spot, you know, stuff like that.
And so what does that mean? Can you explain the swing?
Yes. So what a swing does is essentially they're hired to cover multiple people, and they always have to be ready to go on at literally a 30-second notice. So they're not on stage every single day. They're not performing every single day. They just have to know everything, know the show, and know, like, five people's parts in the show.
Wow.
And, yeah, so it's a lot of work. I'm sure when – have you guys haven't seen Hamilton yet, have you?
I have. To the jargon of everyone in this room, I have seen Hamilton.
You have. Yeah, it's – if you so you remember seeing all the dancing in the show?
Yeah, unreal. I'm thinking specifically of the hurricane choreography, and that was just incredible to watch.
Yeah, that's just picture like I not just one person I have to know, but like all four guys dancing on top of the other ensemble guys. So that's essentially what a swing is, and like the most like watered down explanation, I suppose. So yeah, it's a lot, but I loved it. I only really went on for Samuel Seabury, which is Thane Jasperson, what he does every single day. So, but still, I had to be ready to go on for anyone.
Right, and Samuel Seabury is the character that sings Farmer Refuted, is that correct?
Yeah.
Right.
It very is.
Cool. That's so cool.
He gets to sing with Lin-Manuel himself. So.
And as the fanboy, I have to ask, is Lin-Manuel Miranda as cool in real life as he appears to be in all of the various media that I've seen him in?
I mean, the way Lin is in media is the way he is in real life. So he's got a lot going on. He's probably one of the most smartest people you'll meet, you know. He's like all over all the time. And
he's probably going to be the busiest person for the next 10 years, right?
Oh, he's probably going to be the busiest person for the rest of his life.
Right.
He's going to be composing everything and doing everything. So, but yeah, he's a really wonderful person. I had a really wonderful time getting to know him and, you know, talking to him. And so, and like I was, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I mean, to me, it brings up an interesting point because, our work that we do at the Writing Center, we're all about like peer collaboration and learning from, people who are kind of, you know, on your same level. So, is there, you know, even though Lin is obviously like this incredible figure at this point, how does that differ from, you know, learning from someone who is like the actual creator of the play or the musical? How is that different than, you know, learning from your fellow castmates?
Well, as a dancer, I actually had to learn from my fellow castmates. So I just happened to be able to be there and, experience his energy and like learn about, I guess, how much he loves the play and how much he loves the story. And like, I kind of had to channel his energy and put it into me. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we didn't really talk about it a ton, but it's something that's talked about in rehearsals with peers. Like, because we have a dance captain, we have a dance supervisor, we have, you know, people there who've been there since day one and conception of the show. Yeah. Who also know all the same material and so, and they will completely tell you everything that they can. So they're the dance supervisor and dance captain at Hamilton are some of the best that I've worked with. Really wonderful.
Cool.
So like, how did you get on Hamilton? Like, how did you find your way to Hamilton? And what was that process? Like, how was that process?
Oh my gosh, it was weird. I actually never I wanted it really bad. I didn't expect it to actually happen, you know. So I was touring with the show Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Mm-hmm. I actually came through Chicago in 2013.
Cool.
To the Cadillac Palace. And yeah, but that choreographer is the same guy who choreographed Hamilton.
Oh.
So I was, yeah, the connection was like funny there. But that's kind of how I knew about Hamilton. And so I'd always had my eye on it. I was like, I feel like that's going to be something and I really want to be a part of that. And so I just kind of manifested it as much as I could and held on to it. And then when the auditions rolled around, I went in for it. And the dancing, like we had to do like a bunch of different combinations, dance combinations, and we had to sing. And so at the end of the day, that's kind of like how it all happened. Mind you, I didn't hear anything after my last audition for like 2 months. And then one day I just got a call that I was starting rehearsals the next day.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's kind of like all how it happened. And in my life, literally, I was working at my restaurant where I got the call, and I like found out there and was like crying everywhere, wait tables. And then the next day I was in the theater during in rehearsal, not even like 12 hours later. So
that's insane. That's
yeah.
Crazy.
So that's how I got into the show.
So like, since this is all happening, since this all happens literally so fast for you,
right?
I'm sure when you like, when they told you 30 minutes before, like you got to go on stage, you were like incredibly nervous.
Yeah. You know, I was super nervous, but more than anything, I was excited, because to be a part of something that's so revolutionary like that, and to not only that, but to see the, see my dreams actually becoming a reality at that moment was extremely crazy to me. Because you can get the job, you know, that's not like, that's not the dream itself, getting the job. The dream itself is being on the stage and like performing the show. And so that's where I like freaked out a little bit, got nervous, was excited, and then just did the show. So does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. That's crazy. Okay, so just kind of like a fun, like trivial question, kind of. Not really trivia, but what's your favorite Broadway show other than the ones that you've been in?
Oh my gosh, this is where I'm a terrible Broadway performer. I don't go see a lot of shows. But I think like, I don't know, what is a fun show that I like? I really haven't seen a lot. The last one I saw was Kinky Boots, I think, and that was really fun. You know what though? I really did like, I liked Disaster. That was cute.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's another one that's like on Broadway right now.
Well, it just closed, and so it was so good. I saw him like last week. It was one of my castmates from Joseph was in Disaster, so I went and saw it quickly.
I have a quick question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
What is like your background in musical theater? Like, did you go to school for it? Have you just been like doing it since you could walk, kind of thing? Like, how'd you like get into it?
That's a funny story, actually. My life is a bunch of funny stories of how I'm where I'm at now. But no, I actually went to, you know, I'm from Pekin, Illinois, so okay. Peoria, Illinois area. I went to three different colleges. My first college, I started school for visual arts, photography, and Spanish translation.
Wow.
Yeah, so wasn't a dancer, never danced prior to college. And I did musicals kind of in high school. I did a lot of the props and a lot of the set work, but was randomly in it here and there. But yeah, I just kind of got into it. I fell in love with it when my friends were auditioning for Six Flags in St. Louis, and I was like, let me go with you. And I became Bugs Bunny at Six Flags, and that's kind of like how it all...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah, and then I started training when I was 20, almost 21. And that's when I like officially started taking my dance classes and training professionally. And by 23, I landed my first professional job for the West Side Story International Tour. And then just all kind of happened. It literally, I give ownership to fate. Like, people don't believe in fate. I believe in fate. And I was like, oh, I guess it's my fate, what I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm just going to keep going with it and see kind of what's next. So that's kind of how I got into this industry.
I think there's a lot of professions that people could just kind of like fall into. Musical theater is not one of them that I've heard of. Like, I don't think many people just wake up and realize that they can do that, you know? Yeah. So that's kind of amazing to hear about. And I really enjoy listening to that.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, it's like even, I could go on for hours about being like, how nuts it is. But, you know, I'm super thankful that this is where my life is at now. You know, I couldn't imagine doing anything else. It's the only thing that makes me happy every single day. So
Amazing.
Yeah. Do you guys have any other questions? Anything interesting, stupid, funny you want to ask me? literally the most open person you can ever talk to.
Yeah, just one really, really quick one, and it's probably the most important question ever. How in God's name do you get your hands on Hamilton tickets?
Good question. I actually have no idea. You know, funny enough, a week before I joined the show, I was actually in the lottery. I was like looking to find and try to get a ticket in the lottery. I was like, oh, well, never going to see Hamilton, and then join the show. But, you know, I think the smartest thing about getting tickets is, like, just being there and trying. Honestly, there's really no way to get them. Don't like try to buy them from like scalpers. Don't try to go online and find discounted tickets. There's a lot of counterfeit Hamilton tickets out right now.
Yeah.
A lot.
So did you, and this is a quick follow up. Have you never seen Hamilton from the audience?
The first day I saw it was the first day I was in the theater. So
wow.
I was in the sixth row center, and that's where I watched Hamilton from. On
that's
my,
nice.
My
that's,
first day. Right. Yeah, that's not too bad. So, yeah, I had never seen it prior to. I had been in the room.
The room where it happened?
Yeah. I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
I was in the room, like, with Andy and with Steph and, like, all the people, like, in the auditions and stuff. So I got, like, a taste of Hamilton, but I never, ever got to see it. And, you know, because we never performed live on anything except for the Grammys. And so, which I wasn't on. So you can't see me there. I was actually homesick with like strep throat.
Oh, sad.
I know. I had to actually FaceTime my friend in California who was watching the Grammys because my channel wouldn't turn on my TV. I was like sick with strep throat, like FaceTiming my friend who's watching the Grammys, and she's like turning her phone around so I could watch the Grammys. Anyway. Yeah. That's how I saw Hamilton, and then I continue to watch it every single night from the audience because that's how you learn the show. And with learning multiple tracks, you kind of have to be out there every single night. The work doesn't stop.
Sure, sure. Well, thank you again so much for coming on.
Yeah, this has been awesome. Yeah,
really,
I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, I certainly learned a lot. So, and very interesting to hear from you. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, guys, for reaching out. It was wonderful to talk.
Yep. All right. Well. Have a good one, and good luck with the rest of your career.
Thank you. You guys as well. I'll chat with you later.
All right. Take care, Brennan.
Bye.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Well, that was amazing.
That was an adventure for everyone involved.
Yeah.
I'm starstruck.
It's like weirdly starstruck because...
Guy who does Farmer Refuted. I didn't know that. That makes me so happy.
That's crazy. Amazing.
On the track, is it? Or no, just
no.
A swing.
Like,
but yeah.
But still, super cool.
Yeah, that's so cool. Oh my goodness. Okay, we definitely can't just devolve the whole rest of the episode. Yeah,
Ryan is actually, like, he has a hand to his temple, is actually reeling from talking to one of the ensemble members, the backup ensemble members of Hamilton.
That was
the first
so
time in
awesome.
His life, he's speechless.
That was so awesome and such a fascinating story and really interesting to hear
how he got to where he is.
Yeah, and how he got to where he is and that whole process of learning and collaborating with his team and just brilliant. So,
thanks, Alex, for giving us a super cool guest.
Of course. Yeah. He was super. It was super easy.
Alex, I need to request a clue from you for title of the day.
Got it. So
before we take our break into what I'll let you explain as well. So.
Cool. Okay. So my clue for the title, Something Rotten, is it is the plot. The plot is kind of built around a huge literature figure.
Okay.
But the literature figure is the equivalent to like Justin Bieber today.
Okay. All right. So that throws my idea out the window, but 773-325-7341 or the hashtag Scrawl Radio to get at us with a guess.